even though this has been green space and woods behind your house for some time, it was actually on the thoroughfare plan to increase this and make this roads go through. And the way they've done these things in these PDs, which in particular we as a commission love to see plan developments, because that gives our time from our staff, which we have extreme confidence in, and the people who are actually proposing these projects, to really go through and fine-tune these things, because by right, they could do something very, very much different. And by right, they can do something that's very much more intrusive to what that neighborhood would be. And we've seen these things come time and time again, and yet generally, by that time, it's too late for us as a commission to do anything about it. And if you take a good look at this picture that we're looking at here, they're preserving green space around your whole neighborhood, around the boundaries of all the neighborhood. They're preserving that stuff. And we normally don't see that. Normally we'll see this whole thing will be nothing but lots, and they'll figure out ways to put these lots in and ways to do that. I commend the developer who's doing this. I think they put a lot of thought and effort into it. I'd commend the detention ponds, because we're having a lot of problems with flooding, and we're having a lot of problems with that. At this point, that's kind of a high point of what we're talking about within our commission, and within our council. City council is having to deal with these problems now.